So let's review. Our Mishnah discusses seven halachas, one of which is related to Temura, and the others are similar in that they pertain to two consecutive acts. Sark the Mishnah. A mixture with Truma causes a second mixture to become forbidden, only according to the proportion of Truma in the first mixture. As the Gemara explains, this halacha is a machlekes, a Mishnah Mesefta's Trumas. If Truma got mixed with Chulin, there must be a majority of Chulin of 100-1 to nullify the Truma. If there is less than 100-1, the entire mixture has the halacha of Truma. It can only be eaten by a kain and is forbidden to Yisrael. Accordingly, Zark the Mishnah, Sa'a shal Truma shanaf lepaches mimeya Chulin menidmu, menafel mena meduma lemakam acher. If one Sa'a, which is 24 lugan of Truma, fell into 23 Sa'a of Chulin, the mixture becomes forbidden as meduma, because the majority of Chulin is less than 100-1. And if then one saw of this mixture fell into a second mixture, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Midamei k'truma vada." We consider the whole saw as truma, and the majority of 100 saw of chulin in the second mixture is required to nullify it because shani yom is such enough lehisha also. We consider that all the truma in the first mixture fell into the second mixture. While the chachamim and our mishnah hold in the midamas elafi cheshvin shaba. We consider the saw that fell into the second mixture to have truma in it in the same proportion as the first mixture. In our example, 1/24. One lug of truma in 23 lugan of chulin. Therefore, we require only an additional 77 lugan of chulin in the second mixture to combine with the 23 lugan coming from the first mixture to form a majority of 100 lugan. The Mishnah proceeds with a similar halacha of Eina mechumetz mechameitz el lefi cheshbon. A dough with truma causes another dough to become forbidden only per the proportion of truma in the first dough. As Rashi explains, Isa shel chulin shenischamtza b'sa'or shel truma hari kula asura. If sourdough of truma fell into a dough of chulin and caused it to become chametz, the entire dough is forbidden. And in the case of sourdough, it does not become batel in a numerical proportion of 100-1. Rather, it depends on whether the sourdough has the strength that caused the larger chulin dough to rise. Now, v'mnafel me'isa isa l'tich isa acher shel chulin v'chimtzasa, ein ha'iseres el l'fi cheshbon sa'or truma shem urba. If a piece of this mixed dough then fell into a second dough of chulin and caused it to become chametz, it depends. If the piece in the first mixture was large enough to contain an amount of the original Sa'ar Shel Truma that can cause chimitz by itself, the second dough is aser. But if the amount of the original Sa'ar Shel Truma cannot cause chimitz by itself, the second dough is mutter. The Gemara cites Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees, and holds in all cases the dough is aser because he holds Zev Zekar Maser. When both a permissible and forbidden item contribute to produce something, as in our case the Truma and the Chulin together cause chimitz to the second dough, the product is forbidden. The Mishnah continues, Vein ha-mayim she'uvin poisin as a mikveh el lefi cheshbon. A mikveh must consist of 40 saw of megisham and marine water. And if the mikveh contains less than 40 saw and 3 lugan of mayim she'uvin, water drawn in the vessel, fell in, the mikveh is possible, which depends on the proportion of mayim she'uvin. The Gemara initially assumes that the Mishnah refers to the following halacha. Lezer ben Yaakov says, Mikveh she'ish by esther ma'acha saw megisham. Ma'amale be'kesef tisha esri saw. U paiskan the mikveh vein tarim. The mikveh contains a majority of 21 saw of rainwater. One can pour 19 saw of she'uvin into a channel in the ground, which flows into the mikveh, and the mikveh becomes kosher, because shashiva metaharis b'revi uvam shacha. The mayim she'uvin becomes valid through the combination of the majority of rainwater and the channeling of the drawn water on the ground. And accordingly, the Mishnah says, mayim she'uvin placed in this mikveh l'fi cheshbon. Only if there is no majority of megisham, and there was 20 or more saw of mayim she'uvin, the mikveh is possible. However, the Gemara concludes that the Mishnah refers to another halacha. Shleishes lugan mayim she'uvim shenaf l'mayim. If 3 lugan of drawn water fell into a mikveh, Yosef ben Chayni says that it depends. B'shnayim b'shleishe kelim paisel as a mikveh. Barba b'chamisha im paisel as a mikveh. If the 3 lug fell from 2 or 3 utensils and each contains at least 1 lug, the mikveh is possible. If the 3 lug fell from 4 or 5 utensils and each contains less than 1 lug, the mikveh is kasher. And accordingly, the Mishnah says, mayim she'uvim paisel as a mikveh l'fi cheshbon, that it depends from how many utensils the drawn water came. Mishnah continues, Ve'im mechatas eisen mechatas ela ematen efer. Mechatas is valid to accomplish tahara only if they first put the spring water into the vessel and then the ashes of the paraduma. However, hiktim efer lamayim pasul. If the kohen put the ashes into the kli before the water, it's not valid for mechatas. Or Shimon disagrees and holds hiktim efer lamayim kasher. Even if he put in the ashes before the water, it is valid for mechatas. Of course, there's a contradiction in the pasuk v'lokhu latamim afar srefas achatas v'nosn lav mayim chayim el keli. The words of Nasnalov imply that Eifa Beresha, the water is put on the ashes which are already in the kli. But the next words, Mayim Chaim El Keli, imply Mayim Beresha, that the water is first drawn directly into the kli. Therefore, Bishmin reconciles these psukim as follows. Ha Keitzad, Ratza Afalamata, Ratza Afalamala. Either way is kosher. While in our Mishnah, the Chacham disagree and holds that even regarding Mechatas, Hiktim Afalamayim Pasal, because they reconcile these Pesukim as follows. El Kli Dafka. El Kli can only mean that the Mayim is first drawn into the Kli. And the Afer is then put on top, as we find regarding Saita and Tzipar Mitzayra, the Mach Shalamala. The Afer and Dam Tzibah that qualify the water are only put in afterward. Therefore, Avkan Mach Shalamala. Here too the ashes are put in later. And the word Allah teaches La Arva, that afterward he must mix them well so that the Mayim is now above the Afer. The Mishnah continues with the Aloch of Beis HaPras. A kever hames, a grave with a corpse buried inside, is metama boyo, transmit tumah to one passing above it. However, atzamas hames, the bones of a mess that are at least kashir sa'ira, equal to the size of a grain of barley or more, are only metama b'magu b'masa. They transmit tumah only through contact or caring, but not through oil. If atzamas are less than kashir, they transmit no tumah at all. If a sadish yesh kever, a field containing a grave with nechrash, plow, it's considered a beis hapras and midaraisa in metame, because there's no chashash tumah, since we may assume that the atzamas hames were shattered by the plow to pieces of pachas megisaira. However, midrabon and beis hapras metame, kashir ha'ilechas hamachresha. The Chum initiated that the entire field is metame, because there is nevertheless concern for an etzim kisaira in the plowed area around the kever, whose location is unknown. Now, our Mishnah rules, v'ein beis hapras, oisin beis hapras. If the original Beis HaPras was then plowed over together with the adjacent fields, only the first length of 100 amas in these adjacent fields is tummy, because this is the limit to which a plow transfers earth and possibly bone fragments from one field to the other. The remainder of these fields are not tummy. While Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and holds Beis HaPras, Eisa Beis HaPras, the entire adjacent fields are tummy like the Beis HaPras. The Mishnah continues, Ve'in Truma Achad Truma. Once Truma was separated, a second Truma cannot be separated. And the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva's opinion in the following three of Machlokes. Hashotaf and Shator Mizach Rezeh. Two partners separated Truma one after the other. Rabbi Yezza says, Truma Shneim Truma. Both Trumas are affected because Shari Lashneim Chaylik Boy. Each partner owns a share in the produce. While Rabbi Kiva says, Ain Truma Shneim Truma. No Truma is effective because Havali Tayrim Shalem Midas. Each partner is considered to have separated Truma without the consent of the other, who obviously wanted to separate his own Truma. While the Chacham say that it depends, im tarm harishon kashir in truma sashin the truma. If the first partner separated the required amount of truma, the second truma is not affected. Vim loy tarm kashir truma sashin the truma. If the first partner separated less than the required amount of truma, the second truma is effective. Vein tamura is a tamura. A behema that became a tamura cannot transfer its kedusha to another behema, because the pasuk states, v'hayuhu tamurasa yi kaidish. The exclusive word tamurasa teaches tamurasa v'le tamuras tamurasa. Only the original carbon can transfer its kedusha, but the tamura cannot transfer its kedusha. V'lo havlad lo yisit tamura. The offspring of a carbon cannot transfer its kedusha to another behema, because the exclusive word hu teaches hu v'lo havlad. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says havlad lo yisit tamura, the offspring of a carbon can transfer its kedusha to another behema, because the word yia teaches yia l'rabbis as havlad. While the chacham hold yia comes to teach l'rabbis shoyge kamezit. If one makes a tamura erroneously to the wrong behema, the hekdish is nevertheless transferred.